Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've got two guests with me. Yossi Aloni, Chief Marketing Officer from ATEM. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
And Shantanu Gupta, Director of Business Development for the Media Accelerator Products Group at Intel. Welcome.
Hello, Allison. Thank you.
So why don't we just start with you, Yossi? Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about ATEM? I think it's the first time that we've had you on Chip Chat.
Yes, and thanks for inviting me. ATEM is a compression vendor. ATEM is basically delivering video from one point to another. We have several customers that are using our compression solution to deliver video to set-top boxes and over OTT to secondary screens.
You guys have been in business for quite a while. Tell me a little bit about the evolution of ATEM and how you've started to work with Intel.
In fact, ATEM started about 20 years ago as a design house for video compression. Most of the vendors that you see at NAB these days, 20 years ago, used the ATEM compression engine, which was back then running on FPGAs, ASICs, and many other such devices. About 10 years ago, ATEM started to build solutions. We started to build our own products. Instead of selling technology, we started to build appliances. These appliances mainly were based on FPGAs. 2-3 years ago, we have started to move into an Intel-based solution and moving our entire operation to a CPU-based solution. We have had tremendous success once we started to move to an all-software Intel-based solution. Over the last 3 years, our growth year-to-year basis was just tremendous, over 20% per year.
Wow. Now, ATEM's growth is reflective of a growing industry in this space, Shantanu. Can you tell me a little bit about Intel's investment in the media arena and how this fits in with our broader strategy for cloud computing?
Yes, as we look at the cloud market, the media market, and see how it's all coming together as most of the processing is moving into the cloud, we decided to invest and create this product called Visual Compute Accelerator that is designed to do both AVC and HEVC media processing on the card itself. It plugs into a Xeon E5 system and is designed to do media processing in the cloud and enable our partners who are driving very high quality video processing to bring that capability to run on our Visual Compute Accelerator.
Now, you and I talked on the way down to NAB about how awesome the response has been to the VCA. What do you think has really tapped the industry's attention with this product?
One of the very key benefits of using a Visual Compute Accelerator in applications like ATEM's high quality encoder is it delivers a high density, high channel transcode density, which means we can do a lot more real-time AVC transcodes and also HEVC transcodes, which enables in a 1U, as ATEM pointed out in their press release at Mobile World Congress, up to 200 real-time AVC channels that can be transcoded out of a 1U server using 4 VCAs. So that delivers a tremendous total cost of ownership benefit to our mutual customers.
So Yossi, how did you achieve that? That's an incredible amount of content streaming out of one small little box.
Well, a simple answer would be an Intel support. But before I'm going to elaborate on that with your permission, the value of the VCA and the reason ATEM is so excited, if you look at our growth, it's mainly thanks to the transition of our industry to software. But with the transition to software, operators and broadcasters had to pay a price. They lost the OPEX and the CAPEX friendliness, if you will, of an SoC or an FPGA-based solution. The VCA enable us to offer all the software flexibility with an hardware-like OPEX and CAPEX solution. So instead of moving to software and paying very high cost in terms of energy and footprint and density, with VCA, we have the same benefits as we used to have with our hardware-based products.
Now, tell me a little bit about how customers have responded to the solutions that you've been delivering to the market.
So it's transforming the industry. All of a sudden, in a 1RU appliance, you can have a complete head end in a box. Previously, a typical 200 to 400 channels took about 5 to 6 racks, 42RU racks. Then next came the software solution which caught servers. But it ended up, instead of being 4 or 5 racks, it ended up being a 10-rack solution. With VCA, we have the software benefits, and we are back to the footprint and density of the hardware solution.
Shantanu, when you go under the hood of this solution, can you tell me a little bit about the technologies that we're bringing to bear to deliver this kind of capability to the industry?
Yes, so for the VCA, we have 3 Xeon E3 processors on 1 VCA card, and they utilize one of our top bin CPUs at 2.9 gigahertz core frequency, with the turbo option of 3.8 gigahertz. Mm-hmm. Also has the full Iris Pro graphics capability with a 128 megabyte ED RAM. What all that means is when our friends in ATEM run their software on a VCA, there's a tremendous amount of compute capability and graphics capability available per card. And that results in that kind of a channel density and total cost of ownership reduction. Our customers are very excited to be able to achieve that level of channel density in a PCIe card form factor by 16 that gives you all the throughput you need, all the GPU processing you need to achieve that tremendous channel density.
Now, Yossi, I heard you named your solution Titan, is that right?
Yes, Titan.
That's just a pretty ambitious name. It sounds like it's going to really shake things up in the industry, but can you tell me a little bit about the response at NAB to Titan?
So what we did in order to achieve the solution we have today, we took the Intel VCA that gave us the needed density. We took the Intel FEI, which is basically the access to the video compression instructions on the silicon. Mm-hmm. And we added on top of that the ATEM video quality tools. So now we have a high video quality, high density solution. It's no longer HIDR. The feedback from customers is just unbelievable. This is the first time that they can see a high video quality solution and high density solution. And I truly believe, based on the number of demos requests that we have over the last day and a half, that it's going to be a very successful year for both Intel VCA and ATEM.
What's next for ATEM in terms of delivering the next generation of technology to the market?
Well, we are all very excited about 4K. 4K is absolutely the next big thing, but I think it's going to take slightly more time than people anticipate. Where we go next, probably we are going to see many more operators starting to offer over-the-top service using open internet. These operators are the current operators that we know today, but we are going to see a fair number of new operators. Many of these new operators are looking for high-density, high-video quality solution that will enable them to go over OTT, but without video quality that will enable lower CDN cost. And I believe this is what's next for them.
And Shantanu, when you look at the VCA and how successful it's been in terms of engaging the industry, where do we go next in terms of ensuring that we're delivering the best portfolio of products to the market?
So, Allison, we have a roadmap for VCA. Right now, we have a Xeon E3 processor, which is Broadwell-based. We will be down the road bringing our future roadmap onto the VCA, bringing more GPU processing. And like you said, industry is talking about 8K at Tokyo Olympics and other places. And between now and then, I totally agree with Yossi, you will see our Intel technology roadmap as it evolves be brought into things like live streaming, over-the-top live streaming, which is going to be happening at many different places. It could be in a social network setting or in sports and gaming, and Yossi and I are talking to several customers about that. And I think we will eventually get to 8K, and we will have a processor roadmap to support that. That will be brought in with the VCA refresh down the road.
One final question. If folks want to learn more about ATEM, where can they go for more information?
ATEM.com, so that's ATEME.com.
And if folks want to learn more about the VCA, Shantanu?
We have a URL for the VCA on intel.com. All the information about the VCA is on our site.
Well, very exciting collaboration, guys. Thanks so much for taking some time today to share it. I know it's a busy week. We hope to have you back soon.
Thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.